Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 510, 58 degrees on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Thanks for joining us for the third hour of the show today. And if you're just joining us, welcome. We are keeping an eye on the Medal of Freedom ceremony in the Rose Garden, where Donald Trump is about to issue the award to... The medal to Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, there. So we are monitoring that because he is talking about a lot of other things. So once it looks – actually, it does look like he's about to issue it. Jake, you want to go to it? Right now, the president is displaying the medal next to Erica Kirk on the dais. And the crowd has all stood up at attention. Erica Kirk is – that was the awarding of the Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It is 5:26. So Letitia James, she's the Attorney General of New York. And as we know, she has been indicted by a federal grand jury for mortgage fraud. And it turns out that that house, well, one of the houses in question, is in Norfolk, Virginia. And it turns out that her relative, her great niece, who's a fugitive, yeah, you got that right, a fugitive, lives in her Virginia home and was arrested twice for assaulting police officers. New York's top law enforcement officer is housing a cop-hating fugitive relative in her Virginia home, who was twice arrested for assaulting police officers, according to court documents. New York State Attorney General Letitia James' grandniece, Nika Thompson, 36, is currently wanted in North Carolina for failing to complete the terms of her parole following a 2011 arrest in Winston-Salem. In that case, she was charged with malicious conduct by a prisoner, a felony, along with assault of a governmental official, a police officer, and resisting a public officer. Resisting arrest, court records show. Since 2020, Thompson has been living in the house owned by Letitia James in Norfolk, Virginia, which is now at the center of this criminal indictment against the Attorney General Letitia James. Federal prosecutors accused James of lying on her mortgage application when she bought the home, claiming it was a second home that she would not rent out in order to obtain a favorable rate. Prosecutors say that James, however, has had paying tenants in the house. Thompson told a federal grand jury in Virginia that she's been living in the house with her kids and that she was not paying rent to James, according to the New York Times. Now, remember, this is her grandniece. Before moving into James's home, Thompson had a lengthy rap sheet in Winston-Salem. In 2006, she was charged with 3 counts of assault on a government official, as well as a misdemeanor probation violation. She also faced a larceny charge that same year. In 2008, she was arrested for bond forfeiture over a previous case. In February 2011, she was issued a citation for driving without a valid license and improperly attached registration plate, but failed to appear at the April hearing and later had a disposition hearing in 2019. Thompson was also pled down the 2011 charges later that year, coping to assaulting a government official and resisting a public officer. She was sentenced to 60 days in prison. The malicious conduct felony charge was dropped. It comes after officials confirmed fugitive Thompson absconded from North Carolina when she and her three children crossed the state line into Virginia. Ms. Thompson is listed as an absconder for willfully avoiding supervision by her probation officer. A spokesman for the North Carolina Department of Correction told reporters, since she was sentenced to probation for misdemeanor convictions for assault and battery and trespassing, due to the level of offenses, the district attorney has designated the case non-extraditable, they added, but if she's ever located in the state of North Carolina, she will be arrested. So take your pick. Either you're taking rent from your family member or you're hiding a wanted fugitive from justice in your Virginia home. Either way does not look good for New York State Attorney General Letitia James, who was out on the campaign trail yesterday for New York mayoral candidate and socialist Mamdani. And she had her, you know, spiel going that, you know, rallying up her base and at times sounding pretty preacherous. I highly recommend you go look at the video of her speaking at this event. It was pretty comical, where us has two syllables now. Because she had her cadence going. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with this case, because as she said herself, for very similar charges she brought against other people, no one is above the law. Not only is she appeared to be think she's above the law on her alleged charges of saying that it is a primary residence of hers when she's renting it, but she's renting it to a family member who's a fugitive from justice. For an attorney general, probably not the best look, but we'll see where it goes. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 5:35, 57 degrees on this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. This story, listen, I buy it if that's what they're saying, but they're saying that Northeast Pennsylvania rainfall is expected to be on average for the year, despite heavy rain and flooding conditions a state away. And mind you, our East Coast, from Virginia up to New Jersey and New York, really got walloped with this nor'easter that came up the coast, as is Alaska right now. There are major evacuations, major rescues, and flooding in Alaska because they got hit with a typhoon over there as well. But for here in Northeast Pennsylvania, I think we've been on the dry side. I've talked to a couple of farmers, and they didn't get the yield for them there. Hay, they didn't get the yield of their corn crops. You know, some crops did better than others. My fruit orchard was, you know, pears were okay. Peaches were very early this year. Apples, they were kind of iffy. But last weekend was the first weekend in 3 or 4 weeks that I had to cut my grass. And I did mainly to mulch up the leaves that were falling from the trees. But we've really been without rain. I mean, my neighbors who have been cutting their grass regularly, it was pretty burnt out, which is why one of the reasons why I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't now that I see the results, that their lawns are still burned out, even though we're getting this weather. But the totals aren't in yet for the current rainy system. But meteorologists anticipate an average rainfall amount this year in Northeast Pennsylvania. AccuWeather Service meteorologist Tom Kynes said the area is on track to hit almost 31 inches of rain for the year, in line with the average amount in any given year. For the year, we're doing pretty good, he said. We're really close to wherever we should be. If that's what their results are telling them, I'm okay. I just don't see it from being on the ground and taking care of 6 acres myself. And the farmers I talked to, which are my neighbors, you know, they said it was not a very good growing season. The grass was not growing, so their cattle that free graze really need to be supplemented with hay because the grass was just not growing good enough. And their hay yields, where they usually get, you know, 2.5, 3.5 cuts out of the season, they didn't get that. So, you know, I've heard the reports of people's wells having issues. It was a dry season, but if the in the end, if it averages out to where we're right where we should be, okay. But I just don't remember not having to cut, especially this time of year, not having to cut my grass for 4 weeks because of lack of rain and it's just burning out. You know, usually into August sometime for it is 2 or 3 weeks where it's just dry. But, I mean, this was all the way into almost November. And, again, the only reason I really had to cut my grass is to mulch a lot of the leaves that have already fallen. You know, they said that we were going to have an early fall foliage because of the lack of water. So I'm glad we're getting at least our average, but I just didn't feel it in real-world situation. And the people that I talk to that depend on rain, and our farmers and ranchers sure as hell do, and they were just saying it wasn't a very good year as far as that. And again, you know, I was talking to one farmer friend of mine, and he said, you know, they're off 30% for the year as far as their annual revenue. He says, could you imagine just not getting 30% of your check home? And it really makes it hit home. How listen, our ranchers and our farmers, our American farmers and ranchers are the hardest working individuals in our nation. If you really follow and track what they do day in and day out and the risks they take and how they truly live by rain and milk prices and you know whatever they're farming for, it's amazing and thankful that they still do what they do. But I'm glad the meteorologist is saying we're right where we should be. I just didn't see it on the ground, which is why I talked about it. You know, see what you people think out there as well. It's 5:40 here at WILK. Time for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
For 2020 traffic and weather together. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool, low of 49. Wednesday morning clouds giving away to some afternoon sunshine, high 64. Wednesday night, mostly clear and cold, low 37. Thursday, mostly sunny, cooler and breezy, high 58. And Friday, mostly sunny, high 65. It's currently 57 degrees here at 5:40 at your official weather station, WIL. Thanks for sticking with us. It's 5:46 here, 57 degrees on this Tuesday, October 14th, as we start to wind things down today. I did get a lot of texters in, some of my outside workers who said early spring we had a ton of rain, which probably balanced things out. From July on, not so much, which is probably why we're looking at it. Some people said it rained so much, things it prevented growing. It flooded things out for the growing season, so that's probably a reason for a lot of the farmers. Frank on the pipeline said he's outside a lot. He believes the total because, again, the wet spring into July, and then it just stopped, Frank, on the pipeline. And if I know you're out there day in and day out. Rained April, May to the point where nothing would grow because it was too wet, and then stopped mid-July. Hasn't started again yet. Mother Nature always evens itself out. Yes, it does. Year-to-date rainfall in Sugarloaf is 32.11 inches, thanks to our texters there. Well, this is, I'm looking at this as one of our feel-good stories, and I love to tell these stories. And it's amazing as I read through this story. My nonverbal autistic son began speaking at the age of 8 after taking a wonder drug. He'd understood everything for years and had some complaints. So here's this woman has an autistic son who started a new trial therapy. And the child who was nonverbal became very verbal, and not only very verbal, but expressed that all those years he was nonverbal, he understood everything that was going on, just couldn't relay it. So now he had some complaints for his family. Everything from meals to his older sister to everything. I just love this story. Nathaniel Shiner had notes, years worth of them. Having spent much of his childhood barely able to mutter more than a few words at a time, the young boy began speaking in full sentences at the age of 8. His first order of business, setting the record straight. He had a laundry list of everything that upset him throughout the years. His mother, Dr. Kathleen Shiner, told reporters with a laugh. From disappointing dinners and denied desserts to long-held grudges against his older sister. This is just great. It was clear Nathaniel had been waiting a long time to be heard. He was retaining absolutely everything, the mother said. People weren't having him be part of the conversation or just assuming he wasn't understanding, but it was all there. Now 13, Nathaniel is one of a growing number of young people with autism who have found their voice with the help of this drug, Leucovorin, a cheap generic drug that's opened a new channel of communication, one overdue complaint at a time. The second child of Kathleen and Paul Shiner, Nathaniel was a babbling social toddler who made eye contact easily, engaged with the world around him. But soon he began to fall behind, missing development milestones in his early years. He didn't start walking until he was 14 months, and then he started regressing with his words, said the mother, who works as a provost and chief academic officer at Colorado Tech University. That was when I started realizing something was off. At first, doctors dismissed her concerns, suggesting that he was simply comparing Nathaniel to his older sister, who had walked and talked early. But Kathleen, ever the determined mama bear, pushed for answers. She enrolled Nathaniel in early intervention services at just 17 months old, including speech, development, and occupation therapy. By age 2, however, Nathaniel was only able to repeat what others said or use single words to express basic wants and needs like water or outside. At 3, Nathaniel was diagnosed with autism, receptive expressive language disorder, and ADHD. You could never have a conversation with him, the mother said. That was the most horrendous thing as a parent, knowing that you can't have a conversation with your own child or somebody could hurt him and they couldn't tell you anything. But this new frontier in treatment, following his diagnosis, Nathaniel continued with multiple therapies, but Kathleen kept digging for other options. That's his mother. In 2021, she came across a notice in the Federal Registry recruiting participants for a double-blind clinical trial led by a Dr. Richard Fry. This Federal Registry recruiting participants for double-blind clinical trials is a godsend. Since my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at a very early age in kindergarten, there are a couple of milestone studies across the nation that are on the radar. And I get emails to this day. Dr. Fausum up in the MIT is one of them. And when they get new treatments or new technology, it's how we got the continued glucose monitor for diabetes. So, it's amazing that she was on the radar to look for things like this. She says it was like something clicked. He went from one or two words to full-on sentences within 6 months. The pediatric neurologist was studying whether leucovorin, this generic drug, could help autistic children with cerebral foliate deficiency or a shortage of vitamin B9 in the brain. Researchers believe that up to 70% of autistic children have antibodies that block the transport of foliate into the brain, leading to these deficiencies and contributing to speech delays and behavioral challenges. Fry theorized that leucovorin, a form of foliate, could bypass the block and more efficiently deliver the nutrient to the brain, potentially easing symptoms. The drug was first approved in 1988 to reduce the toxic effects of chemotherapy. In an early study of 44 children, Fry found that 67% of those who took the twice-daily leucovorin pill showed improvements in both receptive and expressive language within 12 weeks. None experienced serious adverse effects. If you're going to the doctor and looking for an autism pill, it doesn't exist. Fry, now director of research at the Rosengold Medical Center in Phoenix, told reporters, but leucovorin has helped a lot of children. The drug costs about $100 per month without insurance and as little as $10 with coverage. And Kathleen was intrigued. Amazed to discover Fry's latest study was taking place in the Phoenix Children's Hospital, just a mile and a half from their Arizona home. After testing, confirmed that Nathaniel both had the antibody and cerebral folate deficiency, he was enrolled in the trial. It became clear that he hadn't been given a placebo almost immediately. When he started taking the leucovorin, it was like something clicked, Kathleen said. He went from one to two words to full-on sentences in 6 months. With his new ability to speak, Nathaniel finally found ways to express what he had been locking inside for years. The TV in my brain, I can say in my mouth, Kathleen remembers her son telling her. It was always there. I just couldn't say it. But she's careful to point out that the medication wasn't a cure-all. Nathaniel had been enrolled in speech development and occupational therapy since he was 17 months old, and those interventions laid the ground foundation for this progress. Suddenly, he had the capability of talking, but he had to learn how, Kathleen said. When you have a conversation with a person, you have to ask them things and listen to them. It's not all what you want to talk about in the whole time, and he can do that now. But leucovorin didn't do that for him, she explained. Speech therapy did that to him. So even though he was capable, this medication gave him the ability to speak again, it's his therapy, the mom saying, that taught him the structure on how to do that. And she touts them both hand in hand, which is a great concept. If you have to treat a lot of things to make the body well, he said, and leucovorin does, we think, it accelerates the effectiveness of all these therapies. Today, Nathaniel takes both guitar and trumpet lessons. He's a member of the Phoenix Children's Chorus and recently sang the national anthem at a Diamondbacks game. The 13-year-old is active in Special Olympics golf, swims on a local team, and works towards scuba diving certification. Last month, he even flew solo to New York City to visit his sister. I want to be an ice cream man, Nathaniel told reporters as he dashed out of the door of school, dreaming of his future. As the NIH moves to expand access to leucovorin in families like the Sniders, Kathleen says she supports that effort, but with a major caveat. This is not a magic pill. You're still going to have to put in the hard work, and it might not work, she said, noting that several participants in Nathaniel's trial didn't experience improvements on leucovorin. And indefinite is Nicole's favor to take the medication, but I don't think it's a wonder drug that everyone may think it is. She worries that too much attention is given to the drug. The critical services that many depend on with autism are essential as well. So your feel-good story of the day, and the fact that he's flying by himself now, having these full-on conversations, living a productive life, just goes to show that these things hand-in-hand with a proactive parent system, getting all these therapies in addition to this trial that happened to work for him, and 67% of the others that have taken this trial, is a step in the right direction. And it's what's been talked about, that receptor blocker that may help some children, and it's obviously helped this one here.
Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Tuesday, October 14th. We will be back here tomorrow and the rest of the week with you guys. So stay tuned. We'll check on the upcoming news. Weather looks good for the rest of the week. Cool in the morning. You know, average temperatures in the afternoon, but that's pretty much what we're supposed to be expecting this time and age, this day and age. But man, this year's flying by. We're already mid-October now. Next thing you know, it'll be Thanksgiving right around the corner, and then that Christmas time of year. And then that January, February is the blah. You know, too much winter here. See what kind of, I can't say the word. I'll get yelled at when I go home. If I say the S word, can't say the S word, but thank you for joining us today. It was great listening to Erica Kirk accept the Medal of Freedom on behalf of her husband at the Rose Garden ceremony. And got you a lot of the stories from our area today. And we'll see what's in store tomorrow. Hopefully not a crazy news day. Hopefully peace holds in the Middle East and Hamas comes to their sentence. If not, they'll be eradicated. Simple as that. God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.